We're at towards the bottom of Yedalad Amid Beis. Just wanted to mention one halacha that I didn't have time yesterday to mention. The Magen Avraham clears a shaila if a person has an alternative. He doesn't have tefillin now, and he has a tzibur that's davening Shemayna Escha Tvila B'Tzibo. So should one daven Tvila B'Tzibo and later put on the Tvilin? Or should one daven be Yechides with Tvilin, Krishma and Shemayna Escha? So the Magen Avraham feels Oysel Haloche, it's more Choshuv to daven, say Krishma and daven Tvila with Tvilin than to daven Tvila B'Tzibo. And the Rai, one of the Rai's he brings is from our Tosfos. Tosfos says that Rav put on the tefillin, ben geula le tefillin, and he made a broche. So that means it was kedai to lose smiches geula le tefillin in order to daven shemayna esrei with tefillin. So the Magen Avraham says as follows. The halacha is, let's say a person comes into a shul shachris, and the oilam is after Shemayna Esrei. Should he daven now Shemayna Esrei, and later he'll daven Birchas Krishma and Krishma, or should he daven from the beginning Birchas Krishma and Krishma, and then daven Shemayna Esrei b'yechidis? So the halacha is, he's not allowed to be medalek, and he davens b'yechidis. Why? Because it is more choshuv to be saimach geula letfile than to daven shemayna eschei b'tzibo. So we see that geula letfile is more choshuv than tfile b'tzibo. And from our Gemara we see that tfilin, shemayna eschei with tfilin, is more choshuv than smichas geula letfile. He lost his geula letfile over here by putting on the tfilin between Gal Yisrael and Shemayna Esrei. So therefore, the Magen Avraham feels ois lahaloche that it is more choshuv to daven Shemayna Esrei with tefillin than tefillah b'tzibo. We have one Tosfos from yesterday, imikol mitzvah sa'amurais b'toyre. We had over here that people who were mekaber meisim, they were choifrim akuch lemeis, so the potter mikrishme uminatvile uminatvilin umikol mitzvah samuris betayre. So Taisvis asks v'im taima v'chi krishme lehava bechlal mitzvah samuris betayre. V'yeshreimer de ilay toni behedye krishme. If he wouldn't have said beferish krishme, have a minute bedavka hanu de leslu kviyas man, that they don't have a special man when you can be mekayim it. So you can always be mekayim it later. The shaila is what to do now. So now one should be oisik in kvuras ameis. Avol krishme de kviyulu zman, loy, hoyulu zman oiva. Kamash malon, that even if the kvuras ameis will involve mara ichur of the mitzvah, nor a bittel of the mitzvah, avol pikein, one is potter. Now we are two lines from the bottom. Omar ula. Kol ha-keirei krishma b'loi tefillin, ki ilu meyid eide sheker ba'atzmoy. A person who lains krishma without wearing tefillin, ki ilu meyid eide sheker ba'atzmoy. So Rashi says, ki ilu meyid eide sheker ba'atzmoy, lishne ma'olye. That means it doesn't mean he's saying eide sheker on himself. So what Rashi does mean in the Shitus Rivov, and the Riv says, also brings down the Loshon of Rashi, Kloima, nire ke'oimer me'oilom leitziva ha-kodesh bohu mitzvezu. That means his actions are speaking louder than his words. The words are saying, ukshaltom le'oisal yodecho, and he is not wearing tefillin. So through his actions, he's being made that the Rabbeinu Shalom did not say that one has to wear tefillin, because you see, he's not wearing tefillin. That's ki'ilu meyid eidi sheker ba'atme. He's saying an eidi sheker on the Rebbeinu Shalom. That Rebbeinu Shalom never said this. Oma Rab Chiya bar Abba, Oma Rab Yochanan, ki'ilu hikriv oilo b'loi minche, v'zevach b'loi nesochim. Let us see what Rashi says. Ki'ilu hikriv oilo b'loi minche, shechayvoy ha'kosuv lahakriv imo. When one brings a kolben mincha, one brings a kolben oilo, one has to bring a mincha with it. Shenema vasiri serifo. Af ha-koyre ve'enei mekayim, enei goymer as ha-mitzvah. He wasn't goymer the mitzvah. Or zevach v'loi nesochim, hu ha-yayin ha-misnasech al-gabi mizbeach, acha ha-oilo va-zevach, kedersi v'niskeim chatsiyayim. So, who had in the motzi lamei mekilo hikriv oilo b'loi mincha nesochim, da oilo namitunu nesochim. Al lishnu de kronok at oilo mincha zevach unesochim. We have here two lishoines, what v'aloch is if a person lanes krishma without tefillin. The first is kilo meyed eidi sheker, and the second it's an oilo b'loi mincha. So the goyin says, and it would seem from the Rabbein V'yayna also, that lahalocha there's a difference between these two times. According to the first Tam, he is mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyishma, he learned Krishma, and Krishma is totally in Kriya, but his actions are ke'ilu meyidei d'sheker, so he's doing an aveira b'shas he's learning Krishma. That aveira he has to do tshuva, but there's no reason to learn Krishma over again. He was mekayim already the mitzvah of Kriyishma. According to the second Lashon, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so einei goymer es ha-mitzvah, af ha-koyre v'einu mekayim, einei goymer es ha-mitzvah, there's a chesoron in the Kriyishma. He wasn't yoytze the Kriyishma. So therefore, he's mechuyev to learn over the Kriyishma, and v'kel, that'll be a tikkun, what he was mechaser in the first kriya, he'll be mesaken by saying over again. Taisves oilo b'loi minche, hu adin demotzi l'meima b'loi nesochim. He could have said oilo b'loi nesochim, shchei oilo nami tunen nesochim. Alishna dekronaki nokat oilo u'minche. Others want to say, I think the Masho says that he says these two mesholim is speaking about both parshis. The parsha Rishayna, which speaks about Mesiras Nefesh, Bechol Nafshecha, and the Kabbalah Seol Malchus Shamayim, Beklalusay, that's similar to an Oila. The second parsha, which speaks about Oil Mitzvahs, that's similar to a Shlomim, which is not an Oila's Kulay Kolil Hashem, and a Shlomim is a Mitzvah. That's why he brings the two Misholim, that each parsha has a Chesoron, there's missing in the Kriya. This is like an oila b'loi mincha, and this is like a shlomim b'loi nesochim. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, ha'roitze sheyekabel olav oil malchus shamayim shleima. A person who wants to be mekabel on himself oil malchus shamayim shleima, yifne v'yitel yodov, v'yeniach tefillin, v'yikra krishme, v'yispalo. V'zuhi malchus shamayim shleima. The Rabbeinu Yehuda explains the halacha of yaniach tefillin. He says, b'shas hanochas tefillin, the person is meshabed on the shomesh abemoichoi. That's what the tefillin shall roish. And the tefillin shall yad, odom is meshabed gufoi. And that's why it's keneged alei, because bikur taivis are in the leiv. And that is considered, so since he's Meshabed in the Shome and the Guf, and then he learns Krishma and Daven Shemay Nesrei, so that is called, after the Shibud, which was Neskayim through the Hanochas Tefillin, that's called Mekabel Olav Oil Malchu Shemayim Shleima. That means he was Mesaken his Guf Al Yedeya Tefillin, and then it seems the Krishma and the Tefillah have a different meaning after the Shibud. And the Yifne V'yitol Yodov, that's in the Nikoyin Hagu. Omar Rab Chiya Bar Abba, Omar Rab Yochanan, kol hanifne v'noitel yodo u'meiniach tefillin v'koyre krishmo mispalu ma'lo olav akosu ki'ilu bono mizbeach v'hikriv olav kol. תחשיב אלחץ בנקויים קפוי פסויבו אז מזבחךו השם. So the אלחץ בנקויים קפוי וההכונה of נטילה before תפילה is equivalent פסויבו אז מזבחךו השם. The שאלה is, where do we see? We see here נטילס ידיים, but where do we see תפילה? That is the problem. The Ian Yaakov says, because you look at the next pasuk, Lishmaya bekel toido, lesaper kol niflei secho, Hashem ahavti ma'im beisecho. So it would seem the pasuk is speaking about tefillah. Toido, siper kol niflei secho. So therefore, that's how we know that this pasuk is also speaking about tefillah, and it's equivalent ki lubona mizbeach. The Marsha says that could be Chazal her amesoyres, and this pasuk is El Chatz Menikoyin Kapoy Vasoyvavos Mizbachacho Hashem, and there's a pasuk Achrik Zikisi Levavi VeEl Chatz Menikoyin Kapoy. So there's a mesoyres to be medame El Chatz Menikoyin Kapoy to this pasuk Achrik Zikisi Levavi VeEl Chatz Menikoyin Kapoy. So the Marsha says the similarity is as follows. Ach Rik is going that he was Meirik Gufoy, he was Mefane. Zikisi Levovi means he was Metayel the Lev, Mefane the Lev, that he should be able to daven. And the Elchatz Menikoyim Kapai, and then he did, then he daven. So that's equivalent to Vasoivava as Mizbachacho Hashem. Omar loy rove loy sova lo mal ki ilu toval. When a person is neutral yodov before tefillah, it's equivalent like he was toval himself. Tersiv elchatz b'nikoyin v'loy ksiv alchitz kapai. It seems the rechitzah is not only, even though the rechitzah is done with the hands, but al yedei rechitza he becomes a noki, similar to tefillah. Let's see what Rashi says. V'chsiv elchatz b'nikoyin, mashma elchatz kol haguf, v'leksiv alchitz kapai. Is ledrosha also, loimer shemala olav schar rechitzes kapov, ki'ilu toval kol gufoy. So we see from this gemara a gewaldike inyan. He says it's like he toiveled himself. And what's the inyan of toiveling yourself before the davening? We're saying this is speaking about before the davening. So other tzaraya to the chassidim that one should toivel himself before the davening, or other tzaraya for the misnagdim that one doesn't have to, because netilas yadayim is equivalent to tefillah. About koponim, it would seem that there is an inyan of tefillah. Now this is equivalent to tefillah. Rabbi Yonis Nishtaivsech Einel Vrochiv says that just that could be the inyan of tefillah is just like we find that before even a toyer shenichnas to do the avoyde he needed tefillah. So since tefillah is b'mokim avoyde, so there's a mokim of tefillah before tefillah. This grad amoyredike oir zarua, atshuves oir zarua, the zarua says amoyredike chiddush. He says that a person, he says, just like a mace is metame and a veir is metame. And therefore a person that is a baal tshuva, he has to tevel himself in the mikveh to be zoiche to tare. So could be the inyan of tevila is, just like in perhaps after the last mesles, just like Chazal said that the Tomit Shal Shach and the Tomit Shal Bein Abayim or Mechaper and the Avoyne Shal Yoyim and Avoyne Shal Lailo could be when one is starting a new day, there's a Mokim of Tvile that should be the Mokim that is the Tare from the Avoynes, as the Erzeruah says. Amal Kaponim, we see there is an Indian of tvila before davening, or there's a keilu al yedei the netila. Amalei Ravina l'rovi. Ravina told Rovi, chozi ma'ar haitzu b'merabonmen da'oslo mimarovi. There was a Talmud Chocham that came from Eretz Yisrael. V'omar, and he said, mi she'ein lo'i mayim l'ilchayt yodov. If a person does not have water, l'ilchayt yodov before the davening, mekaneach yodov ba'ofol u'betzreire be'kismi. So then, he doesn't have to wash his hands. He can be mekaneach yodov with these inyonim. So he asked him, chozi ma'ar, did you see aitzuv mirabonah? Omalei shapir koma. He said very good. Miksiv elchatz b'mayim, b'nekoyim ksiv, kol midi d'menaki. It's a very interesting vote from the Ben Yehoyada. The Ben Yehoyada says, what did he mention? Did you see haitzuv merabonon da'osim imarove? He came from Eretz Yisrael. So, why did he have to mention he came from Eretz Yisrael? What is it negreya to us? So the Ben Yoda wants to say that Be'etzem Ravina had a suffix. Ravina did not know that could be this halacha is only negeya in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a scarcity of water. Limtara shamayim tishtamoyim. There's no abundance of nahores. So memele could be there the halacha is mishein lemaim lichat yodav. You shouldn't go to a neighbor. Could be the neighbor is also, it's a sudashenim aspekis labaila. He also doesn't have too much water. So there the halacha is mekaneich yodav ba'ofar ubetzreir bekismis. But not in Eretz Yisrael, in a place where there's abundance of water. Mishein lemaim lichat yodav. He goes to his next door neighbor and he asks him. Adarav shenayim. There's no such chiyuv. So what he told them, the osami marove, and he mentioned this to tell them his suffix. He told them, it could be this is only a halacha that applies in Eretz Yisrael, or maybe it applies all over. So he told them, omalei shaper koma, he says, the posik says like that. The posik is a universal posik. So memele it would seem it is not necessary anywhere. Elchaz b'mayim, doesn't say Elchaz b'mayim, b'nikoyim ksiv, kol midi d'menake. Then he brings the Rav Chisda Layit, aman b'mahada ramaya, b'idon sloise. We see Rav Chisda was mekalel, a person who went to search for water in this man of Tvilet. So fakert, if there's no water, so then it's sufficient, midi d'menake. Now the Gemara says further, Vahani mili lekriyishma. When, now this is a debatable, this Gemara is a girse that the Rif has, Rashi seemed to have this, and Taisvus is moichik this girse. So we'll learn how the Gemara, which is a debatable Gemara. Vahani mili, when did Rav Chisda say that it is wrong to be mahadar amayo lekriyishma? By Krishma, if one doesn't have water, one could be yaitze b'midi d'menaki. Avoletfile mahada. But if it's before Shemayne Esrei, and he doesn't have water, mahada. So he should go and look for water. Va'at kamo, how much should he go to look for water? So if he's a hoylech b'derech, he should not daven, and he should go at parse. He should walk a distance of a parsa, if it's Ibisai, he's going in that direction, so he should not daven now. He should go a distance of a parsa, if he'll find water there, and then he should daven. Vahanemili lekameh, that if it's that the parsa is the direction in which he's going. So he's not going out of his way, so only he should be ma'achel the tefillah till he'll find water. Avo la'achoyre, but if it involves going back, he's not mechuyev to go back even a mil. So the Gemara learns from this, umino milu de einei choyzer. He does not go back a mil. Hapochais mi mil choyzer. But to go back less than a mil, then he is choyzer. Let us see Rashi. Ksomis kisem. Lekrishme beidne de krishme. So now Rashi had this girse, and Rashi explains what the difference is between krishme and tvila. Krishme, one should not look for water. So Rashi says, shazman ha kavua, pen yaver hazman. That means we're playing with fire. You're looking for water, so by looking for water, you may miss this man of krishme. So therefore, forget about the water. If you have it, it's good, and if not, forget about it. Pen yaver hazman. Aval letvile, dechol hayoim zmanahu. Tvila, person has the whole day to daven. Tzorich lemeheder amaya. Then one should be mahader amaya. Now this is a very difficult Rashi to understand. Rashi says, and Tosfos asks the kasha and Rashi, what does Rashi? Rashi says, I break. Rashi says, aval letvile dechol hayoim zmanahu. There's manim for tefillah also. Adalat shoyis, adchatzoyis. So, there's also achshash. Cholayim zmanah is a very difficult concept. One doesn't have the whole day. The Nachlas David says a gevaldik echidish. Nachlas David wants to say that tefillah, the zmani of tefillah is davke till dalat shoyis achatzoyis, that's tefillah bizmano. But afterwards one has schar tefillah, but it's not tefillah bizmano. So al kaponim, he won't lose the schar tefillah, which is a very big chiddush, that one can daven shachris after chatzoyis. L'chayr, one is not allowed to daven that tefillah afterwards. The Madarni Yontif says another chiddush. The Madarni Yontif says as follows, that Chazal were matzrich netile for tefillah. So he should go and look for water. What are you afraid of? He might, by looking for water, he might pass this man shachas. So the Madana Yontem says, so he was an onus. Since Chazal said that he's mechuyev to look for water, he's not allowed to daven till he has water. So if a past this man shachris, so there's a din of tefillas tashlumim. So not el daven mincha, daven tu shemayne esreis. So he has a chance to make up tefillas shachris ayudei tashlumim. And what he didn't daven till now, he's an onus, because he didn't have water. That's how the Madana Yontem says pshat and Rashi. The Rajba asks a kasha, and the Rajba's kasha could be Lishita Soy. The Rajba asks, what is the cheshbin that Krishma zmano kavua, pen yaver hazman? But tefillah he has the whole day. So the Rajba asks, what's with Krishma shel Erev? The Rajba, Lishita Soy, the Rajba holds that we paskin letram gamlil. So a chatchila person has the whole night to learn krishme. So what is the difference between krishme shel arvis and tefillah shel arvis? Krishme, he has to learn krishme. And tefillah, he doesn't. He has to be mahadar. And zman, both are the same. According to Rashi, could be... Rashi holds a chatchila, could be a fila according to Rabban Gamliel, one should lain before chatzois. About kaponim, the Rashba holds the chatzila, one is the whole night. So this is the Rashba's kasha. So the Rashba makes a different chilek between krishma and tefillah. A very interesting chilek. The Rashba says, krishma is divrei teure. Divrei teure ain't mekablen tume. So he doesn't have to, the divrei teure mitzad atzmom is takes care of who the koire is. Divrei Torah ain't mekablen tume. Tefillah, others say about tefillah, he's oimed b'fnei hamelech. There lemaise, he has to be making himself in order to be oimed b'fnei hamelech. Therefore, tefillah needs netila. That is the Rashba's mahalach. There's another mahalach that the Rabbeinu Yoinah says, this is all to understand Shitas Rashi, and what it says in the Gemara, that could be, we're only afraid. There's a gamble involved. There's zichar hiddah to wash your hands before kriyishma, there's a hiddah before tefillah. The shaila is, but there's a gamble involved. By looking for water, he might lose the zman kriyishma or the zman tefillah. So the shaila is what we're playing with. Kriyishma is a mitzvah d'oraisa, so the gamble is too great, so therefore we're mevater on the chippus l'mayim, and we say lein kriyishma without searching for water. Ma'ashen ken tefillah is only ad rabbonim, so we tell him, fakert, let's hope for the best. But according to this mahalach, if one knows clearly that if by looking for water, Hilfa pas man tefillah, so according to this mahalach, he's zicha not allowed to look for water. The whole cheshbon that tefillah is kill, I can hope and assume that even though he's searching for water, he'll still be able to make this man tefillah. According to the other pshatim, that is not so sure. The Torah brings down a mandiyoma that holds that by tefillah, even though he knows hilfa pas man tefillah, he's mechuyev to look for water. That could be like the Medani Yontav also. Takel tefillah, they were matzrich netilah. But this is all explanations to explain the difference between kriyishma and tefillah. Now we'll see Taisvis doesn't hold of this whole girsa. Taisvis, aman de mahader amaya beidon kriyishma. If a person, abaya was liet, he was mekalal, a person who looks for water bizman kriyishma. The yesh svarim de gorsi, hani mili le kriyishma, by kriyishma he was liet. Avo tefillah loy, tefillah, you should look for water. The koma, and they bring a raya from a gemorim psochem, the gemorim says in psochem, the koma, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, le gabol u le tefillah dalet milim. So they learned, that what does ule tefillah dalet milim means? That if one should go dalet milim, a parsa to look for water, before davening. V'nire deloy garsinelei. Duhu adin le'inyin sloiso nami. Just like Abaya was liet. Asman amid mahadar amaya before kriyishma. So the same liet applies, the same aklola applies to someone who's looking for water before Shemay Be'esrei. Mitam shelo yavel zman tefillah. The maishna kriyishma mitvila. In the emison, Taisus doesn't ask the kasha with a knack, but the Rabbeinu Yoina asks the kasha with a knack. He says, what was the lashon of Abaya? The lashon of Gemara is, Abaya, Rav Chisda Layit, Aman, the Mahadar Amaya, Be'idon, it says Krishma, it says Tzloiso. Taisus asks very edel. He was Layit, Rav Chisda was Layit, Aman, the Mahadar Amaya for Krishma. Who had in Tvila, the same Cheshbon. The Gemara says Tzloiso. Tzloiso, the translation of Tzloiso is Tvila. That's the Rabbeinu Yoina's kasha. Nachlas David wants to say, could be that there's a difference between shachris, mincha, and musaf. Shachris, he says, since a person is mechuyev to lein kriyishma, so for kriyishma he's not allowed to look for water. Now there's chal on him a chiyev of smichas gula l'tfila. So therefore, the tfila has the kulis of kriyishma, since he's mechuyev to lein kriyishma without metila. And after kriyishma, he has a chiyev of smichas gula l'tfila. So therefore, there is one tfila. So this tzloisa means kriyishma and tfila. That one should not be mahadar amaya by shachas, because since there's kriyishma and tfila involved, the tefillah means smichas gula l'tefillah, so therefore, by shachis, one should not look for water. Masha'en came by mincha musaf, then l'maisev, that's pshat, then one has to look for water. Avo l'tefillah mahadah means the tefillah, that's what the Nachlas David wants to be mitzadet. But the emerson, the ha'oreh, the starke ha'oreh, that Rav Chisda used a Loshen Sloise, and if he's speaking about Krishma, so he should have said Krishma, not Sloise. Gam Yesh Lekam on Perik Mishimei, sorry, but Lul and Etilusa, they were Mavatel, the whole din Etila, Kid Rav Chisda, the light among them had Ramai, Bidin Sloise. And mit der Leu Hiskir Shom Krishma, Mashmet Vacholin Yemuta. Aye, there's a Gemara in Psochim that says that one should go Dalet Milim for Tvile. Vahidah Rav Shimon Bar Lakish Tomar Lutfile Dalet Milim. Perish Rashi Lispalo Shom Beminyan. That one should go Dalet Milim to look for a minion. If he knows to get a minion in Dalet Milim, or to go back a meal, or less than a meal. Above for Netila, places holds, there's no Chiev Netila for Tvila. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Hakeirei Eshema V'loi Hishmiya La'oznoi. Yotzo, so the Tanakame, we'll see later in the Sugya, this is Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that it is not necessary to hear the words that he is saying. Rabbi Yosi Oima Lo Yotzo. He's not Yotzo. Kora v'loi digdek bi'oisi yoiseho. But if he did not pronounce the words correctly, Rabbi Yosi Oimer, he wasn't medagdik in the oisis. That's what they, it wasn't medagdik, they were the slurred one word with another. V'loi digdek bi'oisi yoiseho. Rabbi Yosi Oimer yotzo. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer lo yotzo. Here Rabbi Yosi is miracle and Rabbi Yehuda is machmer. Hakayrei lemafreya lo yotze. If a person is saying the words backwards, he's not yotze. Koro v'to yachzer lemokim sheto. If he was koyed and he made a mistake, he goes back to where he was toyed. V'lo yidigdik b'yisi yoyser leforshon yofe b'svoso. Zok de gemore. My time de Rabbi Yosi. What is the time of Rabbi Yosi that Rabbi Yosi says that if one did not hear the words of Krishma, he's not Yotze? Dechsiv, mishum dechsiv, shma. So shma means you should hear. Hashma la'oznecha ma'ashata moitzi mipicha. So the Pasuk says that the Krishma has to be, one has to hear what he is saying. The Tanne Kamis of our Shema b'chol loshen sha'ata shoymeya. Agavuch, there's a hayore from the Divrei David that even though the posik says, the posik is says by the first posik of Shema, for some reason the Gemara does not say that this halacha only applies by the first posik. It would seem it applies at least by the first parsha or by all parshias. And even though before the beginning of the second perek, we hear a machloikis tanoim, which posik needs kavone, and the Rav Meir there said that only the first posik needs kavone, and the Rabbi Yonah says because he darshan shema Yisrael haski se shema, one should be mechaven what he's saying. And there, Rav Meir holds that the din kavone is only by the first pasuk. And here it seems the din hashmir la'oznoi, this is by the whole krishma. Perhaps it could be, he's moira this. Why do we split the hair? Why legabi kavone, we say it's only legabi this pasuk, and legabi hashmir la'oznoi, it's on the whole parsha. It could be in Svarah there's a chilik. It could be the Iker Kavone is by the first pasuk is Kabbalah Seil Malchus Shamayim. So if the Din Kavone was written by the first pasuk, it could be Tfaster Meruba Leite Faster. This pasuk needs Kavone more than this pasuk we don't see. Or another man, the Yomadarshan's Ad Alev Ovecho. The Yisaydis V'cholavavucho V'cholnavshcho Meyedecho. These Yisoides needs kavone. Later, it is not necessary to have kavone. Could be there is a svara to be mechalek in the din kavone because the kavone is more necessary, more essential by these inyonim. Masha einkein by the mitzvah of kriya, there's no difference if he hears what he says or he doesn't hear what he says. The kavone could be the same.
So this seems this is magdir the tzuras hamitzvah. The kriya is hashma loznecha. So it could be there's no chilek, there's no svara lechalek between one pasuk or the other pasuk. If the mitzvah of kriya is machayev shmiya, so what's the difference between the first pasuk and the other pasuk? Al koponim, we have over here that Rabbi Yosi darshins from the word shma, hashma la'ozmecha ma'asha'ata moitzi mipicha. The Tanakama, what did he do with this word shema? Sovar, he held shema b'choloshen shata shema. Shema's coming for a different limud, that krishma may be said b'choloshen. Rabbi Yosi, maybe we need the shema for this. So the Rabbi Yosi says, tarti shema mino. Dawud, it says, b'choloshen shata shemeya, but al kaponim, we hear the shmiya also. That it is necessary to hear what one is saying. Rashi tarti shamet mino, ki dorashta nami shma b'choloshin sha'ato shemeya, shma mino nami ditzoich lashmiya lo oznoi. This is not a hafkor from that inyan that one has to hear what he's saying. Tanan hosom, we learned a mishneh in Trumas. Cheresh hamedaber ve'enei shemeya. A cheresh that cannot hear what he is saying. In other words, he says he's a medaber, he's a bardas, but ve'enei shemeya. Lo yitroin. So he should not be toirem trume, because even though he's a bar hafroshe, but the broche, he can't hear the broche that he is saying. So therefore, he should not be toiram, because we're losing the broch. Ve'im toram, trumosai trume. B'dievad, he was mafresh trume. So the trume is a trume. Man tane cheresh ha-medaber ve'ein ha-shemeya di'evad ein l'chatchil oloi. Who is this tane that holds, l'chayra cheresh can also make a broch. He doesn't hear what he's saying. And the tane holds that only b'dievad is good, but lechatchil it's not good. The eved ain't lechatchil aloy. Amar Rav Chisda, Rabbi Yosi, that this tan, the tan of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. This nan, akoyrei eshema, b'loi hishmir la'oznoi yotzo, with Rabbi Yudah, the Bar says as a gravite, we'll see that in Tosfos, Rabbi Yosi, that's the tanakam, Rabbi Yosi yoyma, lo yotzo. So Rabbi Yosi holds that when there's a din kriya, and he didn't hear what he's saying, so that's missing in kriya. I, by krishma it says, lo yotzo, and by truma it says, b'dieved afroshe zafroshe, is adkan lo yikoma rabbi yosi lo yotzo, ele gabi krishma diyeraise. Avo truma, the whole problem is mishum brochehu. The whole problem is, that what is wrong here, he wasn't mekayim the broche. U broche de rabbono. The broche is only the rabbono. Beloi be broche tal yemulse. It would seem the Gemara is saying two in yonim here. This is a shveren nekud over here, but let us say one pshat in the Gemara. U broche de rabbono beloi be broche tal yemulse. So the Gemara, it could be the Gemara saying one inyan, that since the broche is only the Rabbonim, so therefore, the broche is not ma'akev the hafroshe. If the broche would be adiye reise, so then could be the broche, so then since it doesn't have a teiros broche, so he wasn't mekayim the hafroshe also. But since broche the Rabbonim, v'loi bebroche tal yemilse. So therefore the hafrosh is not dependent on if it is a good broche, if it's not a good broche. So therefore, that's why b'dievad the hafrosh is good. So b'kitzel, the Gemara is saying that the Tana of this Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi, who holds wherever there's a din kriya, if one does not hear what one is saying, he wasn't yoytzu the kriya. Now the frosh is good because one can be mafresh b'dieved without a broche. Agavucha, I had a shtickel ha'ora on this Gemara. We had Rashi in last week's Sebrim Parshas Kisavoy. Rashi says, on the posik, v'loi shachachti, Rashi says, v'loi shachachti milavol cheko. That b'shas, the Vidimeiser, he says, I didn't forget to make the broche. So the Meforshim tells us on this Rashi, we're saying a posik in the Torah, that he didn't forget to make a broche, since when are you mechuyev to make a broche min ha-Torah? There are other Meforshim that say that Rashi holds that a birchas ha-mitzvahs is a deiraisa, maybe a birchas ha-nemnes with a rabbona, a birchas ha-mitzvahs is a deiraisa, or maybe a froshes trum is different. There are different mahalchim how to explain that Rashi. But when we come to this Gemara, it would seem that something's wrong someplace, because Al Kapon, because here the Gemara was speaking about Afroshes Trume, and here the Gemara says, Ubrocha de Rabbona, that the whole Brocha of Afroshes Trume is only a de Rabbona. V'loi bebrocha tal yemilse. Al Kaponim, so the Gemara wanted to say that this Mishneh in Trumes is going according to Rabbi Yossi, according to the Tanakhame, that holds that loy hishmir la ozna yotza, so according to the Tanakhame, a cheresh would be allowed to be mafresh trume, because what's wrong with his broche? Leishmila oznoi is yotza. So that's what Rav Chisda said, that this mission is going according to Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara asks, umimai de Rabbi Yossi, how do you know that this mission is going according to Rabbi Yossi? Dilme Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakam is Rabbi Yehuda. For Oma Gabi Krishminami, the Yavid Ein, Lechat Chiloloi. Could be that what it says in the Mishnah, Koire Yeshma Vlo Yeshmir Lo Oznoi Yotso, so Yotso means Bidi Yavid. So that means, could be the whole Machloikis, Rabbi Yehud and Rabbi Yossi is, if Bidi Yavid is Yotso, but Lechat Chilo, one should zicher be Mashpir Lo Oznoi. So therefore, the Mishnah says, Cheresh HaMedaba Veinei Shemeya, since his broche will be only a b'dievedike broche, l'chatchila, one should not make such a broche, lo yitroim. So how did you know to say that this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi? Maybe it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and l'chatchila, Cheresh should not be mafresh trumen, because he does not make a l'chatchila dike broche. Teida, now prove to you that Rabbi Yehuda also holds that l'chatchila one has to be mashmir la'ozno. Diktoni ha'koirei, it says in the Mishnah, ha'koirei yeshma, if he lein kirishme, the eved ein l'chatchila loy. So Rav Chisda answered them as follows. Omri, I'll tell you. Hai diktoni ha'koirei, from ha'koirei is no raya. Le'diyacha koichoi de Rabbi Yossi. We want to tell you the revusa of Rabbi Yossi. The Omar Rabbi Yossi says, the Yevid Namiloi. So that's why he says, that Koira Filu, he leaned already. Shaloi Hishmiya Lozmoi. So Rabbi Yossi says, Lo Yotso. So therefore, it's not a Loshan Akoira. Di Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu Lachatchila Nami Yotso. According to Rabbi Yehuda, one is Yotso Afilu Lachatchila. Period. So it comes out, Rav Chisda held, that Rabbi Yehuda holds l'chatchila, one is yaitze, and then Rabbi Yossi holds b'dievet, one isn't yaitze. But my ukimte ke Rabbi Yossi. So you're saying this goes according to Rabbi Yossi. Ve'loho desanyo, lo yivoich odom birchas hamozein b'liboy. Now b'liboy means that he said the words, but he didn't hear the words that he was saying. That's called b'liboy. Lo yivorech. He should not bench like that. He should say the words loud enough, they should hear what he's saying. Ve'im birech, b'diyeved, but if he did bench, yotzo, he was yotze. So now here we have an ofenetane that says l'chatchile, one has to be mashmir la'oznov, but b'diyeved, he's yotze, even though he wasn't mashmir la'oznov. So according to you, Rav Chisda, loy Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't go according to Rabbi Yossi. The loy Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehuda either. The e Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amalachat chilanami yotzo. So it can't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. So he put Rav Chisda in a spot. So you see, that Rav Yehuda only holds b'di'eved one is yoytze. But l'chatchilo one should be mashmir losnov. So the Gemara says, okay, elamai Rav Yehuda. Well, let's say the way you say that this baraisa that says birchas amozin l'chatchilo one has to be mashmir losnov. That's Rav Yehuda. Udiyavid ain l'chatchiloloi. Eloho de Tony Rab Yehuda Bereid Rab Shimon Ben Pazi. Rab Yehuda Bereid Rab Shimon Ben Pazi said, Cheresh hamedaber ve'einoi shoymeya toirem l'chatchilem. Here we have a Tana that says a Cheresh is allowed to be toirem l'chatchilem. So if you are telling me that Rab Yehuda also holds l'chatchil, you have to be mashmir losnov. So now you'll have a big problem. Is Lot Mami, so who does this go like? Loi Rab Yehuda, but Loi Rab Yaisi. This doesn't go according to anyone. E Rab Yehuda, ha'omar di'eved ein l'chatchila loi. E Rab Yaisi, ha'omar di'eved namri loi. So, be'etzem, we have over here, now we have a problem in front of us. We have a claw, there are three tanoim. There's one tana holds l'chatchila, one doesn't have to be mashmir losnov. There's one time that Noim, we have three mandiyomim with two tanoim, so we have a big problem over here. So the Gemara says as follows, Ela lo'oilom Rab Yehuda v'afilu l'chatchilo nami. Good. That what Rab Yehuda b'reid Rab Shimon ben Pozi said, that achere shemadab ha'vein yishmeim toim l'chatchilo, that's Rab Yehuda the Masnisim. We have here a mandioma that says by Bilchus Amozoin, L'chatchilo one should be Mashmi Loznov. Hodi Dei, Hodi Rabbi. He says, the Rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda holds L'chatchilo one should be Mashmi Loznov. The Sanya we learned in Abaraisa, Rabbi Yehuda Oima Mishum Rabbi Lozo Ben Azariah, HaKoire Eshma Tzorich Yashmi Loznov. A person is kaire shma, he has to be mashmi loznoi. Shenema shma Yisrael Hashem olekeinu Hashem echot. Tzorich. Omer le Rabbi Meir, and the Gemara seems to learn that this tzorich is l'chatchila. We want to find a tanda that holds, because we have a baraisa that says by birchas amozin l'chatchila one has to be mashmi loznov. So Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah holds l'chatchila one has to be mashmi loznov. He says, Shema Yisrael. Omer le Rab Meir, Arei hu oimer asher noichi mitzavcha hayoim ala vovecho, ach hakavonas haleit, hein hein advorim. Rab Meir says it is not necessary. So we have over here, Rab Yehuda, b'shem Rab Elazar ben Azariah holds, v'alachatchila one has to be mashmi loznov. Rab Yehuda will alone hold, that v'alachatchila one does not have to be mashmi loznov. Rabbi Yehoshua holds b'di'eved not. So the Gemara says, now that we found this b'raiser, so now hashtad ba'osis lohochi, afilu teima Rabbi Yehuda kerabei svirolei. If we found three tanoim, so we could say, we don't say there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah. Could Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah? The loikashe. And so therefore he holds l'chatchila one is not yaitze. V'loi kashe, ho Rabbi Meir, ho Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Meir is the Tana that holds l'chatchila one does not have to be mashmi loznov. So Rabbi Meir will be the Tana that Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pozi said achrerish is allowed to be teirim l'chatchila. Rabbi Yehuda na Mishneh can be the Tana that holds that he holds only b'di'eved one is yaitze, and who didn't b'di'eved one is yaitze birchas amozin. And the Mishnah Cheresh and Rabbi Shmei lo yitraim, we don't know, could go according to Rabbi Yaisi, could go according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yaisi holds b'di'eved one is not yaitze. So that's how the Gemara set up the three-way machloikis between these three tanoim. Before we see Rashi, let us see Taisvus first. Dilme Rab Yehudahi. So, well, bintayim avoloi ein niska Rab Yehuda bereishet. Taisvus asks, how did the Gemara know that this is Rab Yehuda? That's a stamp on the kame. Yeshloime de pshita mit de sefer Rab Yehuda, and the sefer we have again a machloikis, Rab Yaisi and Rab Yehuda by Loi Digdeik, B'yaisi Yaisera, so, Reish and Ami Rab Yehuda, so the Reish goes also according to Rab Yehuda. Now the Gemara asked, if according to Rab Yehuda, the halacha is that one may lein krishme lechatchile, afa pishlo yishmi loznov, so the Gemara asked, so why does the Mishnah say hakoirei? If he leined already, he's yaitze. So the Gemara says, lo diyacha koichai de Rab Yehuda. We want to tell you that according to Rabbi Yaisi, afilu b'diabed, you're not Yaisi. Ve'im taimas otaisvis esklash me'inon koichi de Rabbi Yehuda, the koyach v'teira odif, fakel, Rabbi Yehuda is telling us a bigger chiddush. Afilu l'chatchile, one is allowed to lein krishme without rabbing mashmiel oznov. So why did he happen like the Achol Koichai de Rabbi Yosef? We have a cloud Koichai de Teirodev. If Rabbi Yehuda is a Meiko, so the Tanev should have stressed the Kula that Rabbi Yehuda is telling us. V'yeshloima, given the Rabbi Yehuda loidorish hashme lo'oznucho, since Rabbi Yehuda does not darshan this Roshe, that we heard in the Baraisa, Rabbi Yosef darshan, Hashme lo'oznecho. In Rabbi Yehuda darshan shma b'chol loshin sha'ata shemei. So he doesn't darshan this droshe. Ein kan shum chidush. So if you don't darshan hashme lo'oznecho, upshite de lechatchile, one can len krishme. Umeheichi teisi lo'oisroi. Ishori di evet hu adin lechatchile. That means there is no legitimate reason in Rabbi Yehuda to make a differentiate between L'chatchile and B'diyevet. Because since he doesn't darshan B'drosh of Hashma L'oznecho, so why should one be mechuyev to be mashmir L'oznav L'chatchile? So the minute he says, that b'diyevet yo yoitze, ishari diyevet, if he holds b'diyevet yo yoitze, so we see that he does not darshan the drosha of hashme lo'oznecho, so hu adin l'chatchile. The Divrei David asks Akasha and Tosfos, we just learned now, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we hear such a tana, that says b'diyevet yo yoitze, and l'chatchile you have to be mashmir l'oznov. This was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Gemara wanted to say that what it says by birchas hamozein, b'diyevet yo yoitze l'chatchile you have to be mashmir l'oznov. This is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So we see one can split the b'diyevet from the l'chatchile. The lashon of Tosfos would seem, even the Rabbi Yehuda loydorish hashmir l'oznecho ein kam shum chiddush. Could be the lashon of Tosfos is that we're not building from the Mishnah, we're building from the Baraisa. But really there's no Baraisa. The Gemara just said this is pshat in but this is not a Baraisa. The Gemara said the Tam of Rabbi Yosi is Mishum Dosiv Hashmalos, Nacho? The Tanikam is so, Vashma Becholosh in Sha'at Hashemeya. That means the Gemara said that this is pshat in the Tanikam. The Tanikam does not darshan Shma Becholosh in Sha'at Hashemeya. I mean, he goofed Mino Yodinon. Maybe he does Darshan Shema, and he holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that Shema is only Adin L'chatchile, and B'diyevet one is Yoitze. If there would be a Baraisa, so we would see from the Baraisa that he doesn't Darshan, but there's no Baraisa whatsoever. So the Divrei David asks on Tosfos, so Tosfos says, if he holds B'diyevet Yoitze, there's no difference L'chatchile and B'diyevet. So yes, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Terchiyach. That there is a difference between B'diyevet and L'chatchile. Let us go further. In Rabbi Yosi, the Yaved Nami Loi. If it's going according to Rabbi Yossi, one should not be Yaitse with the Yaved. We heard here a din that by Birchas Hamozein, Lo Yivoy Chodam Birchas Hamozein Beliboy, if he doesn't hear what he's saying, he shouldn't be Meborech, Vim Birch Yotza. So the Gemara asks, who does it go like? According to Rabbi Yossi, but the Eved one also shouldn't be Yotza. According to Rabbi Yudal Chathila, one does not have to be Mashmila Oznov. Vim Taima, so Taisvus asks Sakashe, Lo Oilam Eimaloch Rabbi Yossi. Could be this Baraisa is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Ubirches Hamozlin Shani, the Leksiv Beishma. Now, Tosfos is asking a very pertinent question. Rabbi Yossi had a drosher by Kriyishma that one has to be Mashmir Le'oznov. Now, so this is a din in Kriyishma. Shma Hashmir Le'oznocho, Mashat Amoitzi Mipicho. So that is a din by Kriyishma. Birchas Hamozein doesn't say Shema over there. So Adarab, Birchas Hamozein, one doesn't have to bechlau be Mashmir Le'oznot. Aye, if one will make a chilek between Birchas Hamozein and Kriyishma, so let us make a chilek between Birchas Hafroshes Trume also in Kriyishma. We see the Gemara held for a double portion according to Rabbi Yossi that one is not Yotze the broche by Hafroshes Trume. There the whole broche is at the Rabbonon. You also don't have Ashma. So Taisi says there's a tremendous difference between Birchas Hamozein and Birchas HaMitzvahs. And Taisi says as follows. The Bishloime Trume Dula'el Umegile Dula'kamon. Later we're also going to have a svara pshuta, according to Rabbi Yossi, one will not be Yossi mikra megila. Yesh ledamoisam lekrishma. This could be has the same halachas as Krishma. Shetiknu shetzorech sheyashmir laoznoi kemoi bekrishma. This is zicha. That what a broche, one has to hear what he's saying. This is a takonis chachomen. The whole broche is at the rabbonim. So this takone is also a takone of the Rabbonim. So where did Chazal get this inyan, this hiddur of Hashmir Le'oznoi? They got it from Krishma. So could be they were misakin that the broches have the same halachas like Krishma. So Bishloime, Trume, Megile, Shein the Rabbonim, Yesh L'damoisam LeKrishma. They are similar to Krishma. Shetiknu shetzar sheshmi laoznoi kemoi bekrishme. Vetiknu mame shelo yotze kemoi bekrishme. So that's good by a broche de rabona. Avo be birches hamozin shimi di araise. But birches hamozin, which is a mitzvah di araise, kiven de loiksiv beishma. So minatoire yu azicha yotze. So how did the Gemara know for a svore pshute, Lama yeshlonu lesaken shelay yotza im lay yishmi laoznoi, kiven de meatayre yotza. This is a moire de kechidish. That according to Rabbi Yossi, since this whole din ashmi laoznoi is only a din de rabbonon, and by Krishma one is yotza minatayre, so how did the Gemara know that if one bench in minatayre was yotza, even though lay yishmi laoznoi, that according to Rabbi Yossi will have to bench over again? That's a gewaldike kechidish. That's Taisvus Kasha. And Taisvus says, Amoyre de Kechidish in the Teretz. Ve'yesh loima, kiven shetiknu shetzorich lashmiya lo'oznoi kimoi bekrishme, since they made a takon al kaponim midarabonon, that one has to be mashmiya lo'oznoi by birchas hamozin, just like by krishme, hoyul midarabonon miyetzorich lashmiya, ein lechalek ben krishma ben birchas hamozin, da filib of the yevet, ismol lemeimer shelo yotza. So Taisus wants to say Chazal were consistent. If the whole hatakone of Lahashmir Le'oznov is derived from Krishma, and Krishma the halach is that b'diyeved also one isn't yotze, so Chazal, since they wanted to be consistent, so they were oiker of the mitzvah of Birchas Hamozein. Al Kaponim said midarabonon and he wasn't yotze. So therefore he's mechuyev to bench over again. This is Shitas HaTosfos. Now let us see Rashi. Lo yitroim, that we had by Trume Achere should not be Torem, because he does not hear the broche that he is making. Man tane lo yotza afilu b'dievet, hanimili broche de rabonon hi. Rashi says the biches ha-mitzvus is de rabonon. Do oma rabonon kol ha-mitzvus kulu m'boche lehem oiva la siyoson. So it seems the din broche is also a de rabonon. Umay de rabbi yoisi, kosal kedai tachai de muk milo ke rabbi yoisi, mishum de svirelom, the Rabbi Yehuda lechatchila nami marshal. That's why we hear this. That's why the mission of Trumah is like Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara says, "Dilma Rabbi Yehuda, the Krishman nami diyever dein lechatchila loy, and who adin by Trumah acheres lechatchila should not be matrish." Halachi galsina v'lo galsina filo. Mishum Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara says he said a loshem b'diyever that koyle diacha koychoy. We hear by Birchas Hamozein, it was Mevorech Beliboy, so Rashi's Beliboy means, Shaloi Hishmiya Lo'oznoi. The I Rabbi Yosi, so the Gemara asks, the I Rabbi Yosi, Dieved Nami Loi. If this is going according to Rabbi Yosi, so B'dieved he also shouldn't be Yotze. Da birchas hamozain diyeraisa hi, biyachalta, visavota, uberachta. So we have to realize that this is a very shver Rashi. He says, Rashi is telling us, why should one not be yoitze? Because birchas hamozain is a diyeraisa. Taisus had a whole problem over here. Birchas Hamozein is a deraisa, so why shouldn't one be yoitze? Number one. Number two, the Gemara would say, afilu by Adarabani, you're also not yoitze. How did we learn pshat now by Acheresh? How did we learn, we learned pshat that Acheresh should not be toirim? V'loi bebroche talye. That v'loy bebroche talya, we said that even though he's not yoitze with the broche, but since the mitzvah is not dependent on the broche, so therefore he's yoitze the hafroshe. But it would seem afilu a broche the rabbonon, one is also not yoitze. That was the sugya till now. If I care to birchas hamozein is a deraisa, Taisus had a problem. Why aren't you yoitze since the whole chiyuv lashmir la'oznoi is only a de rabbonon? Why aren't you yoitze birchas hamozein? And here Rashi felt it important to tell us in the kasha the birchas hamozein de raisi v'achalta v'savota oveirachta. So the Divrei David wants to say that Rashi did not learn the sugya the way Taisus learned the sugya. Rashi learned the sugya that according to Rabbi Yosi, not only kriyishma one needs Hashma la'oznav, no all mitzvahs that there's a din kriya needs Hashma la'oznav, and there's a drosha later in the Gemara, haskeis u'shma, kol mitzvahs, that all mitzvahs needs, all mitzvahs kriya need a din Hashma la'oznav. And therefore the Gemara, therefore, birchas hamozein one is not yoitze b'duyevet, because it's a mitzvah d'iraisa. No mitzvah d'iraisa need hashmo loznot. Rashi learned that what the Gemara says, avol trume mishum brochehu u broche d'rabonon. So the Nachlus David says that Rashi learned that's why a broche d'rabonon b'diyevet one is yoitze. V'loi bebroche tal yemilse is perhaps another reason. If the one wouldn't be yoitze, that frosha would be good. But Rashi seemed to hold that punfakel, the exact opposite of Taisus. Adarabonon, you don't have a posik, so b'dievet you are yoitze. And the whole reason the Gemara assumed that birchas hamozein one is not yoitze, because birchas hamozein d'iraisa. Elomai Rabbi Yehuda. It's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ukrishme diyaved ein lechatchil uloi. Vaha detrume ubirches amozayn de Rabbi Yehuda. Also, but diyaved ein lechatchil uloi. Elo Rabbi Yehuda lechatchil koma. Vaha de Rabbi Yehuda, the berei de Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Rabbi Yehuda. This is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. That what he holds lechatchil acharish is allowed to be tainim. Ude trume, that what it says, trume acheres should not be teirem, Rabbi Yossi. Umaydu, the brachis, the rabbonon. Again we see that Rashi, the great divudah, since brachis are the rabbonon, the eved shapir domi. Rabbi Yossi is also moida by the rabbon. Oh, the bilches amozoin. I, we hear a baraisa that said by bilches amozoin, that what lechatchile, one should be mashmiya la'oznov, but the eved one is yoitze. Or the Birchas Amozin, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishmei, the Rabbi, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, the Oimer Tzorech Sheyeshmir La'oznoi, the Chol Tzorech L'chatchil L'mashme, or the Yevet Shapir Dom. Now the Gemara brought the Baraisa, the Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, Darshan Shema Yisrael, and Rameir says, Acha Kabonas Aleiv, Afu L'chatchil L'nami, Einei Tzorech, because it's sufficient with Kabonas Aleiv. So the Gemara says, "Hashted beosis lohochi, veashmat lom plukte de Rab Meir, is afilu teimre Rab Yehuda." So now we could say that the Dama Bekrishme nami yotze di evedein lechatchil aloi. Could be Rab Yehuda also holds like his Rabbi Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. V'hod bilchas amozin udir trume, but that says lechatchil one is not one cheresh. Should not be toirim, or one has to be lav chilash miloznov, Rabbi Yehuda. Ude kokashalot, Rabbi Yehuda bereid, Rabbi Shimon ben Pozi money. Who does this go like? Rameiri, v'machshel lechatchilim.